Okay, so we're up to the Gemara in Daf Zion on the base. It's on the very wide lines. It's on the fifth wide line. Mizmor LeDavid. Yeah, is that where you got up to?
Yes. Yeah, I've got them out.
Yep.
Says the Gemara. Mizmor LeDavid. David HaMelech is singing a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a very strange type of praise. Why? Because he says, Mizmor LeDavid beborchoi mipnei Avshalom benoi. As he's escaping from Avshalom, his son. He's never having to run away from his own son. And for some reason, he's singing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Mizmor LeDavid. Is that the appropriate Lashon? Mizmor, a song? Surely you should have said you should be saying kinais, avelus, nebuch. What a terrible tzara to have to run away from your own son who's wants to kill his father. Omar Reb Shimon ben Avishalom, he says, I'll explain to you why David HaMelech was very happy. Moshul Omar Dovodayma. There's a moshul. What's this comparable to? La Adam Sheyotza Olov Shtar Choiv. If you imagine a person has a Shtar Choiv against him, he's got a debt. Koidem Sheporoi. So before he's paid it up, Hoyotzev. He's very upset, very worried. What's going to be? How am I going to pay it back? But la'acha shepori, but once he's paid, then sameach, Baruch Hashem, he's very happy, everything worked out. Af, so too David. Kevin sha'omar lo yakodesh baruch hu hineni meikim alecha ro'o mi beischo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech that something ra, something evil will come out of your house. And he was very worried, what will that be? Oma Shemo Eved Oy Mamzer Hu Deloy Chayes Olai. So his first thought was, maybe if it's coming from my home, then it doesn't necessarily need to be my family. So maybe it'll be a slave who works in the palace, or maybe it'll be a mamzer, and they'll have no rachmonis for me whatsoever. But Kevin de Chazer de Avshalom, he says, it's my son. So as strange as this sounds, even though the son was actually running after David, but he was very happy. Who's Sameach? Mishumachi Amar Mizmor. It's my son. So that's worthwhile saying a Mizmor for, because if it's my son, then presumably he'll have Rachmonis for me. Says the Gemara, another statement in the name of Omar Rabbi Yechna, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. Muta lehisgarois bereshoim ba'olam hazeh. You are allowed to quarrel or fight with wicked people in this world. Shenema, oizve soira yahalalu rosha v'shoimrei toira yisgaru bam. From that posset we learn that those who abandon Torah, you're allowed to fight with. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi, so too we have learned in a braisa. It says, Reb Dustoi bar Ramota in Oimer, Muta lehisgoreis bereshoim ba'olam hazeh, shenema oizvei Torah yahalalu rosha ve'im lachshoich. If somebody will say to you, Loima, but 1 second, I have a question on this, because the Hoksiv al tischar b'mereim al tekane b'oisei avlo. Al tischar, what does it mean? Al tischar b'mereim. L'chayr the Gemara means to bring a posuk, and it says that you should not fight with Rishayim. So how can the Gemara bring a posuk to say that you are allowed to fight with Rishayim? But the Meister, we seem to have a posuk that says the opposite. Al tischar b'mereim, al tekane b'oisei avlo. So that's the kasha. Says the Gemara, Emor Eloi. So what you should tell him is, it depends. Mi sheliboy noikfoi oimer kein. Only somebody who liboy noikfoi, he's nervous. In other words, if somebody is afraid that he himself has done averis, it must be that he's asking this question. So he's worried about himself. Why? Elo, what it means is rather to the contrary. Al tischar b'mareim doesn't mean do not fight with Roshoim. It means al tischar liois k'mareim. What it means is don't be like evil people. Al tekane b'oise avlo means liois k'oise avlo. That's what it means. Not don't fight with them. It means don't be like them. Vaymer al yekani libcha bechatoim ki im beyiras Hashem kol hayoim. Says the Gemara. And that's what it means when it says that your heart should not be jealous of chatoim, of wicked people. Have nothing to do with them. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true? Ay, v'ha'omar Rabbi Yitzchok, im ro'isa rosha. If you see a wicked person, shahasha mesacheches loy. What does it mean, shahasha mesacheches loy? That he's got good fortune. He seems to think things are going well for him. Al tiskare boy, do not start with him. Shenema yechalalu drachov b'chol eis v'loy oid, elo shezochoy zoiche b'din. Not only that, he will be zoiche in judgment. So it's not worth starting with a person like that, even though he may well be a rasha, but you see that it seems to be he has good mazel. So don't begin with him, he's got good, he'll be zoiche b'din. Shenema, moroi mishpotecho minegdoi, v'loi oid elo sheroya b'tzorov. Not only that, he will see that his own enemies will fall. Shenema, another apostle called Tzorov Yafiach Bohem. So we have a bit of a question. On the one hand, we were told that you're allowed to start up with Roshoim. And here we see that if you see a Rasha for whom he's got good fortune, good mazel, then you are allowed to start with him. So the Gemara says a number of turutzim. Firstly, lo kasha ho b'mili didei, ho b'mili d'shamaya. It makes a difference whether we're talking about his own private matters or matters to do with Shemai in Yonim of Ruchnias. It's if in Yonim of Ruchnias, then of course you can start up with him. You'll be victorious. If it's own personal matters, then do not start up with him. One teretz. V'hiboye seima, alternatively, you could say, ha v'ha b'mili d'shamaya. Maybe they're both tumat Ruchnias. What's the difference? V'lo ikashya. Like we said before, this only applies to somebody for whom it seems to be that for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending very good mazel. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending good mazel, then you better not start up with him because it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has some particular favor for him. Or third answer, maybe indeed both of them are talking about a Rasha for whom he seems to have a good mazel, but there's still no contradiction. Why? Ha b'tzadik gomor, ha b'tzadik she'ina gomor. If somebody is a big tzadik, then he can start up with him. If he's not a big tzadik, then do not start out of him. Why? Do'omer avuna maidik siv, lomo sabit boigtim tacharish bebela Rasha tzadik mimenu. Can somebody who's a wicked person swallow up a tzaddik? Nothing's going to happen to a tzaddik. Elo tzaddik mimenu boileya, tzaddik gomor eino boileya. Depends. If it is slightly more righteous than him, but he's not a big tzaddik, then eino chanami, he's in danger. But if he's a perfectly big tzaddik, then eino chanami, nothing can happen to him. Finally, says the Gemara, like we said before, when somebody has a particular good muzzle, then it's different. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, another statement that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned in the name of the Heiliger Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. What does it say? Kol hakivei amokim letfilosoim. If anybody establishes a fixed place for his davening, then says the Gemara, oivov noiflim tachtov, then his enemies will fall from beneath him. Shenema v'samti mokoim la'ami liyisrael v'notati v'shochein tachtov v'lo yirguzu oiv v'lo yosifu bnei avlo la'aloisnei kasher barishenu. Rav Huna Romi Ksiv. Rav Huna pointed out that there seems to be a stira in the psukim. Why? La'anoisoi v'ksiv l'chaloisoi. To afflict them or to exterminate them. What will you do to these Roshoyim? The answer is both. La'anoisoi or l'vasoif l'chaloisoi. First, you'll be able to afflict them if you're kaveh mokim b'retfilosoi, and then you'll be able to wipe them out. It says that we know there exists a concept of limud Torah and a concept of shimush of Torah. Shimush means when you serve a great Odom Godel. Says the Gemara, that's actually greater than limud Torah itself. How do you know? Because Shenema Poi Elisha ben Shofot Asher Yotzak Mayim Al Yidei Eliyahu. It says that Elisha poured water on the hands of Eliyahu HaNavi. What does it mean he poured water? It means he served him. Lomad Loinema. It does not say that he learned with Eliyahu. Rather, it says Elo Yotzak. Now, I'm curious, Rabbi Yosef, do they explain in the art scroll, how exactly do you see that? How do you see over there that Shimush is actually greater than the learning itself?
There's a note 61. There's a comparison, similarly, Yerushua. Mm-hmm. It's not described by scripture as the student of Moshe, but rather as the attendant.
So you see that clearly must be the highest praise. Presumably we would praise Yeshua and give him the highest praise. And if it doesn't call him a student and it calls him an attendant, so you see how great it is to do Shimush. Okay. Says the Gemara, the third bottom line. By the way, good morning, Rav Nachum. Good to see you. This is the new kitchen?
No, I'm not at home.
You're not at home?
No.
Ah, okay.
Somebody That's else why I was late. I had trouble getting online.
Ah, okay, you're right. Okay. Nice kitchen. Says the Gemara, the Gemara is even nicer. Says the Gemara, Omale Rabbi Yitzchok to Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yitzchok says to Rav Nachman, My time, Loi Osi Mar Lebei Kenishta Litzeluye. Rabbi Yitzchok approaches Rav Nachman and says, What's happening? Why didn't you come to Shul to daven? He says, I was not able. Why not? Look at the bottom Rashi. Lo yachilna tosh koichi, because my koyach was weak. I was too weak, couldn't come to shul. Omalei. So he says, fine, I understand that you didn't come to shul. It's too much of an effort for you to come to shul because you're not feeling well. But why didn't you do the following? Likamfe lemar asora. Why didn't you gather 10 people? Velitzli and daven. In other words, if you couldn't go to join the minion in shul, why didn't you at least not bring a minion to your home? Daven tefillah b'tzibur. Omalei, he said, I couldn't do that. Trichali milse, it was too hard for me. Feeling too weak and unwell. Velei malei. Mar. Why didn't the master say, Lishlucha ditzibura? Why didn't you ask the chazan of our shul, Beidna de matzli tzibura, at the time that the tzibura davening, Lacy, he should come along, Veloid e lamar, and he should inform you of when they're davening. In other words, you can't come to davening, fine. You also can't bring a minion to your home, fine. But why didn't you find out when exactly are the shul davening? Apparently they did not daven at fixed times. So why didn't you ask the chazan to knock on your door and tell you, you know, in the shul at the moment we're davening. Now, what's that going to help if you can't even go to shul? Omalei mai kulehai. What would be the point of doing all of this? Why would I gain? What would I gain just knowing what time they daven in shul? So he says a tremendous chiddush, and this is very, 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 very important. Lahaloch. Omalei da omar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. As we turn over to the new Amud. Because there's another chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And what is that? My deksiv va'anis filosi l'cho Hashem eis rotzoin. What does that mean, eis rotzoin?
Eis rotzoin.
Eimosai eis rotzoin. When is there a special time of rotzoin? B'sho shehatzibur mispalalim. At the time that the tzibur adavin is a very, very important chiddush. Even if you are stuck at home and you cannot go to davening, and you're unable to assemble a minion to daven in your own home, but one should try and be makbid to daven at the same time that the tzibur are davening.
They're referring to Shmona Esrei specifically?
Yes. Why is that the case? Says the Gemara, because when the tzibur daven, it's an eis rotzen. And if it's an eis rotzen, you want to cash in.
When you live in a place like Aleph, and there's minyanim all the time,
yeah,
is it? Can you just daven and then you're just hopping on? You can say at Mazas Mordechai, there's always, you know, every 20 minutes there's another Shmona Esrei stone.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. Or do we say that it's the tzibur that you are a part of? So if you're a member of a particular shul, you need to find out when that shul davens. I don't know. Good question.
Because usually, if I go to a 6 o'clock minyan every day, if I don't go to that, you know, I'm obviously missing my zman. So I'm already going to I'm already at a different time.
I'm just looking at the Shulchan Aruch. 1 second. Yeah, Mishmur does not talk about this. Although the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, does talk about people who live in a yishuv where there is no minyan whatsoever. So there's no shul, there's no nothing. So at least they should daven at a time when Klal Yisrael daven elsewhere. So l'chayri, you see that there's even an inyan to daven at the same time that there's another minyan davening, even though you're not part of that minyan. Because here we're talking about a completely different town. They live in a little yishuv. So maybe you'll be right, Nachum. So at any time there's davening, you can hop on board. But best is to go to shul. This was, by the way, very negeya, for example, either for a chayla who can't leave the home or somebody during Corona. This was a very, very common shayla where there were minyanim in town, but people were staying at home for one reason or another. So at least one should try and be mechaven to daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. And in that way, at least you can join forces with them and join up with this Eis Rotzei. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vayter. Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, Oma mehocha. He learns it from a different pasuk. Koyomar Hashem be'Eis Rotzein anisicha. Again, a very similar concept. You see, there exists an Eis Rotzein. Rav Acha b'Ravin Oma mehocha. Another pasuk. Hein kein kabir v'loy yimas. Or v'ksev podei v'sholim nafshi mikrov li kibur rabim hoyu imodi. Okay. Tani Nami Ochi Rabbi Nosson Oyma Minayin Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moyes B'Tfiloson Shol Rabim. How do I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu never despises the davening of a tzibur? There's a special milah of tefillah b'tzibur. Shenema Hin Kabir V'lo Yimos. Kel Kabir V'lo Yimos. Anybody who involves himself in Torah and does chesed and also mispalel im hatzibur. So he's got these three special zechuyos. He learns Torah, he does chesed, and he's makbid to daven with a tzibur. Then what happens? Says the Gemara, "Male Allah and Male Ali Allah, Zakarush Baruch Hu, I will consider him ki ilu podani li vilabonai mi bein humayse olam." It is as if he has redeemed me and my children from amongst the goyim. Omer Shlokish, kol mi sheyesh loy beis haknesses biiroi ve'enoi nichnas sham lehispalel. If anybody indeed has a shul in his town, but he doesn't go to daven, meaning he's able to daven, he's able to go to shul, and nonetheless does not do so. I'm not talking about somebody who's a chayla or cannot go to shul, but if somebody can go to shul and nonetheless doesn't do so, nikra shochein ra. It's called a bad neighbor. Shenema koyomor Hashem al kol shcheinei haroim hanoigim benachala. It's even worse than that if you don't go to shul. He's going to be causing golos for himself and his children.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Why is that called a shachin ra?
Good question. I'm not sure. I mean, we learn it from apostle, but you're saying Hagufa, what's the pshat in that? Rabbi Yosef, does the art scroll have any explanation over here? Why you call the Shochein Ra if you don't go into the shul in town?
I don't think so. Shochein, wait a minute. All the human name in 14, there's a merit. Rashi. To Obos 2:9, the benefit of a conscientious neighbor is that those living near him see him at all times, day and night, and learn to emulate him. Correspondingly, one who doesn't attend the shul is a bad neighbor, since he influences those near him to forego attendance as well. alternatively, is a bad neighbor because his absence withholds the Shekhinah from the Kehillah when he is needed to complete the minyan.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Yes, this is more about Om Ruleila Rabbi Yochanan. Ika Sabi Bavel. They told Rabbi Yochanan that there are old men in Bavel. There are people who are elderly. Toma, so he was very surprised. Really? How can there be old people in Bavel? V'omar, surely it says, L'man yirbi yimeichem v'yimeivaneichem al ho'adom oksiv. Surely you'll only have long life if you live in Eretz Yisrael. Aval b'chutz la'aretz lo'i. So how can it be that people in chutz la'aretz are being zeichet to long life? And then they told him, Kiven da'om rilei. But then they told him, Mekadmi u'mechashchi lebei kenishto. They come early to shul and they leave late from shul. Ah, now I understand. Omar hainu da'ahani lehu. That is what helps them. Unbelievable Gemara. Somebody wants to be zeichet to arichas yomim. Here it says, the secret is, next year come early to shul and you leave late from shul. Why? Could the Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi lebonei, as Rabbi Shua ben Levi said to his children, he instructed them, kadimu v'chashichu v'aylu lebeit knishta, make sure you come early and leave late from the shul, ki heichi de turchu chayu, in order, turchu for the Lashon of aroch, lengthy, in order that you should have a lengthy life. Omar v'achabra b'chinen ha'maikro, where do we learn this from? Which pasuk teaches us that if somebody comes early to shul and leaves late from shul, he'll be zeichet to a long life? Because it says, a pasuk in Mishlei, Ashrei Odom sheimei ali l'shaked al dalsoisa yoim yoim. Somebody who is watching daily the gates, meaning of the shul, lishmar mezuzas pischai, that way they will find life. So you see that those who are regular in shul will be zeichet to find life. Amazing thing. Says the Gemara. Omer Rav Chista lo oilom yikones odom shnei psochim bebeis hakneses. A person should always enter two doors into the shul. What does that mean? Shnei psokim salkadatoch? What does that mean? You've got to enter two doors. Says the Gemara, no, what it means is, Ela'ema shiur shnei psokim. You should enter the shul, not sit right by the entrance, but as it were, two entrance lengths away from the door. Don't sit close to the entrance. Why not? Look at Rashi. Shiro shel shnei psochim, roichav yikones lefnim. You should enter all the way in. Shelo yeshev samoch lepesach. You should not sit close to the entrance of the shul. Why not? Denire olav kamasui. Because then it looks like shul is a burden and you're desperate to get out. That's why you're waiting by the door. Denir olav kamasui, ikuv beis hakneses. The fact that you're being withheld, as it were, delayed in shul, looks like it's a big burden on you. V'yei mezuman somoch lepesach lotzeis. And that's why he's sitting by the door in order to be able to shoot out of shul. So we don't want to be over the Hashem in a way that it seems to indicate that Avodas Hashem is a big burden. If you sit right by the door of the shul, literally mummish by the door, it shows you're desperate to get out. So rather, you should make your way in, as in two entrances away in distance, away from the door, so now it does not look like you're desperate to leave the shul. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach. We'll be back together, Mitz Hashem, tomorrow. Okay.